This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of our great cities finds the city council asking, hey, what happened to the police department? Yeah, really, where are the police? We have this surge of crime which is going on all over the country. And so in one particular city, I guess they forgot that they voted earlier this year to abolish the police. What is going on? Are we talking about Seattle? No, this is a city even worse off than Seattle. Maybe not quite as bad as Portland, but getting close. We will get to that story. We will get to the very latest on a guy. It seems like a troubled guy, but he was arrested for trying to defend his home against BLM protesters. And in a typical headline in Newsweek, they say Trump supporter who pointed shotgun at BLM protest outside his home, arrested. And what is the charge? He didn't fire anything. We will get to that story. The president is speaking at the National Archives. He's speaking about the teaching of American history. And there's a great big piece in Time magazine that completely distorts what is at issue here. We will get to that. We will get to the great debate between President Trump and the guy he appointed as head of the Center for Disease Control over vaccines. What does that debate concern? We will cover that. And a really, really embarrassing piece of wrong audio from a very prominent Democrat who is just about as wrong as he could be, as has been demonstrated by events of this week. We'll also be speaking to Steve Moore, a White House Economic Recovery Task Force member, about the economic recovery and what's going to happen to it over the next crucial 48 days before a big election. And that's Stephen Moore, and we'll also be speaking to Alan Dershowitz, not just about the Middle East peace settlement, but about his gigantic suit against CNN. What is he suing for? The way CNN distorted the Dershowitz role in fighting against President Trump's impeachment. Dershowitz was part of the defense team for the President of the United States. So does he have a chance of actually beating CNN in a courtroom? We will talk about that with Professor Alan Dershowitz coming up. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, it's actually great to hear Americans coming together and expressing very similar views on a very hot campaign issue. And this is clip number 01, Jeremy. Even one of the leaders of what calls itself the opposition, sometimes calls itself the resistance. Yes, that's right. The Honorable Nancy Pelosi got up on the House floor today. And she was actually speaking in surprisingly sensible terms. Listen.
Let me just say this. Before the distinguished leader spoke, the gentleman on the other side said, where are you when you're talking about violence, this or that? We're there. We support peaceful demonstrations. We participate in them. They are part of the essence of our democracy. That does not include looting, starting fires, or rioting. They should be prosecuted. That is lawlessness. I'm very proud that Joe Biden has presented the clarity of that.
Okay. This is, to the best of my knowledge, the first time Nancy Pelosi is speaking on the House floor or anywhere else condemning the absurd violence. Actually, There are a number of people who asked me that we're still in the midst of this horrible smoky situation in the Great Northwest where you're not supposed to go outside. I mean, it's really, really nuts because of the wildfires and the smoke in the air. And, of course, a terrible thing when you check the weather rating at the beginning of the day and it says very unhealthful air. They say that spending an hour out of doors is the equivalent of inhaling 11 cigarettes. I choose not to inhale 11 cigarettes or even one. But really, I mean, this is a terrible sort of situation. So people ask, okay, in the midst of this, where the health officials are all saying it's unhealthy to go outside, what's happened to the protests in Portland? Well, apparently they're a little bit smaller, but they're still going on. They want to keep their record going. It's now, what, I think it's 120 days or something like that in a row that they have continued to protest in Portland. Can you imagine how frustrating it would be to be a Portland cop? How ridiculous that would be. And that brings up, of course, the situation with the Seattle City Council. It's not Seattle, it's actually Minneapolis. The situation with Seattle City Council is similarly hopeless. And the only good news is that there is a recall underway for Shama Swant, who is the craziest of the crazy. I mean, and the worst of the worst. And somebody who emphatically deserves to be recalled from her councilmanic position. And I will do everything I can to support that effort. But here is Minneapolis City Council members who just 2 months ago moved to eliminate the police department sounded the alarm yesterday during a meeting about a surge in crime seen by their constituents. Council members pressed Police Chief Madaria Arredondo about the uptick in crimes that included daylight carjackings, robberies, assaults, shooting, and street racing. Residents are asking, where are the police, said Council Member Jamal Osman, noting that constituents' calls to the Minneapolis Police Department have gone unanswered. It's just like the commercials that the Republicans made, where you dial 911 and you get an answering machine. That is the only public safety option they have at the moment, the Minneapolis Police Department. They rely on MPD, and they are saying they are nowhere to be seen. Council President Lisa Bender accused police of intentionally not enforcing laws or making arrests. This is not new, Bender said, but it is very concerning at the current context. Chief Arredondo, who had served as police chief since 2017, called the comments troubling to hear and pledged to address the issue with departmental supervisors. We need to make sure our communities know that we are going to be there, that we're going to be responsive. He said, we've taken an oath to do that. The Minneapolis Police Department's crime data shows a rise in assaults, robberies, and homicides, as well as property crimes and arson, according to the Minnesota Public Radio. Look, this is an appalling situation. If you look at the destruction done by rioters and looters and creeps and criminals in Minneapolis who are honored by the left as courageous demonstrators, the whole idea that there is no consequence to the fact that the left has congratulated and encouraged this utterly meaningless spasms of violence. And it's not just in Minneapolis and Seattle and in Portland. It's all over the country, for goodness sake. Man, terrible riots in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which actually they took care of fairly effectively by basically arresting a lot of people. Today in the news is a conference call done by Attorney General Bill Barr. And I don't approve of everything that Bill Barr does, but this is terrific. Attorney General William Barr told the nation's federal prosecutors to be aggressive when charging violent demonstrators with crimes, including potentially prosecuting them for plotting to overthrow the U.S. government, people familiar with the conversation said. In a conference call with U.S. attorneys across the country last week, Bill Barr warned that sometimes violent demonstrations across the U.S. could worsen as the November presidential election approaches. And if they do, it will be meant to harm Trump. Who will benefit? Would either candidate benefit if the demonstrations and the violence gets worse? Thoughts on that and a big anniversary today coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. I mentioned that this was an important anniversary. Of course, today is Constitution Day. Today is the day in 1787 that our inspired founding fathers actually signed the Constitution of the United States. They didn't know if it was going to be approved. And they had a big fight, actually. in most of the 13 states before they actually agreed to the Constitution. Rhode Island was a stubborn holdout. They didn't want to accept the Constitution. They thought it gave too much power to the government. But the Constitution, which is a remarkable achievement in Western civilization, is an anniversary worth honoring. There's also an anniversary today, a 100-year anniversary, of a newspaper article about something that actually happened on September 16th. September 16th, yesterday. It's a big day in our family because it's the birthday of my wonderful kid brother, Jonathan Medved. Happy birthday, Uncle John. And but it's also a day when something horrible happened, and most people know nothing about it, but I looked up the old headline from the New York Times, which was today, 100 years ago. Headline says, Wall Street explosion kills 30, injures 300. Actually, by the time it was done, 40 had died because people died of their injuries. 40 were dead, 440 injured, and seriously injured. Some people losing limbs. What happened? Here is the account in the New York Times at the time. September 17th, 1920, 100 years ago. A bomb that detonated just as the lunch rush was beginning at Broad and Wall Streets shuttered windows for blocks around, threw the financial district into a panic, and strewed the street in its immediate vicinity with the bodies of dead and injured victims. And actually, if you see the picture, it's not just bodies, it's body parts. It's a horrible bombing. The death toll rose to 40. The explosion originated from a bomb on a horse-drawn cart left in front of a U.S. government office and across the street from the J.P. Morgan building. Conspiracy theories about the blast abounded, but no group claimed responsibility and no one was ever charged with the crime. Okay, they've looked, and the new FBI actually conducted an investigation for 20 years trying to find the killers. The killers were apparently anarchists. They were Italian anarchists called Gallianists. And it's unclear what exactly they were protesting. It's just a reminder, I think, that all of these crazy left-wingers that we see in our cities trying to burn down federal buildings, who proudly call themselves anarchists and proudly call themselves people who want to, you'll pardon the expression, blow up Wall Street. Well, can we certify that the attack of September 11th that we just commemorated was not just an attack on America, it was an attack on Wall Street. It was an attack on our financial system. And that was true of the previous bombing in 1993 when they tried to blow up the World Trade Center but failed. And a lot of this radical stuff has an evil, evil history. And the idea that there are people running around today, I say good for Attorney General Bill Barr for asking the federal prosecutors to crack down on these bastards. They're human filth. And Bill Barr is completely correct about going after these folks. Because right now, they are contributing to a huge increase in crime, which Daniel Henninger writes about in the Wall Street Journal. Let me talk about that, because it's so very striking. And the way they contribute to this increase in crime is this way. Henninger writes, it is common practice for these protesters, men and women, to stand inches from the faces of cops, especially black cops, screaming insults and personal obscenities with no let-up. This behavior is a phenomenon worth thinking about. And this is profound, and it's so important. Henninger writes, it wasn't long ago that everyone but the genuinely insane knew that if you did this to a cop, in other words, putting your face next to his and screaming at him and spitting at him and trying to infect him with coronavirus, odds were, writes Henninger, you would be A, arrested, and or B, popped with a billy club. But these protesters get up into the faces of the police shrieking because they know, A, they will not be arrested, B, if they are arrested, they will be released quickly, and C, they will be released because the prosecutors in those cities probably won't press charges. Instead, prosecutors are looking for reasons to cite the police for acts of violence. This is new, he writes. A status quo in which there is no fear of the police by protesters or common street criminals. A line in the sand has been washed away. Well, that is exactly right. And what are the results? The results are a gigantic increase in crime across the country. There's another piece in the Wall Street Journal that documents that. And with violent crime, shootings and murders going up, and it's not just in Chicago, it's all around the United States in most of our big cities. What does that have to do with the protests? Everything. Heather McDonald wrote 4 years ago about the Ferguson effect. 5 years ago. That all of a sudden, first of all, the cops are busy trying to prevent the demonstrators from burning stuff down and smashing businesses and looting and carrying on. So they're busy with that. They are less able to respond when someone is assaulted on the street or your car is broken into or you are carjacked. That's one of the upsurges of crime they have in Minneapolis. Look, this is all serious stuff. And again, people are pointing to this situation in Milwaukee with a Trump supporter getting arrested. I don't think we've heard the last of this because I'm not sure what exactly they're going to charge him with. The story over in Newsweek says police have arrested a man after he threatened to attack his neighbor while wielding a chainsaw. Before the next day, pointing a gun at a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters gathered outside his home. Officers were first called on Monday after reports that a 56-year-old man from Milwaukee had threatened to physically harm his neighbor while wielding a chainsaw. That can be unpleasant. Neighbor called the cops. The suspect was arrested for disorderly conduct while armed. Okay, after that arrest, a day later, officers were dispatched to a Black Lives Matter demonstration outside the suspect's home. We'll play you what that sounded like, but first we are going to be speaking with Steve Moore. Okay, the president is pushing hard for a big economic recovery and relief bill, bigger than other Republicans want. Why is he doing that? Will he succeed? And what about companies threatened with lawsuits for reopening? We'll deal with that and more with Steve Moore coming up.
Michael Medved.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are ready and willing to seriously negotiate a new stimulus package.
The Democrats' failures continue. This week we learned 60% of the businesses that shut down during the pandemic, nearly 100,000 businesses, have closed permanently.
California Republicans saying it's Democrats that are holding things up with demands that are unrelated to the economic fallout from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. 200 National Guard members are arriving in Pensacola, Florida on Thursday to help with storm cleanup following Hurricane Sally. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane Wednesday morning and has since been downgraded to a tropical storm as it makes its way into the Carolinas. Many people are still without power, and at least one person has died from the storm. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved Show, we're going to be joined soon by Steve Moore from Washington. He's part of the White House Economic Recovery Task Force now. Steve, of course, with Heritage Foundation for many years and the Wall Street Journal before that. He has a big new white paper, which is very important and is worth talking about, which basically looks at the fact that, you know, that already, this is amazing, there have been 4,000 lawsuits filed already against businesses for opening up too early because of the coronavirus pandemic. In other words, one of the reasons that there are a lot of businesses that are very reluctant to open up, even if they can, is because of the threat of a lawsuit. In other words, somebody gets coronavirus, COVID-19, because they've come to your place of business, and you get sued. There has to be some kind of protection, it seems to me, for businesses like that. That this basically is a way that lawyers, and sometimes the most predatory and avaricious lawyers, think of that the creepy porn lawyer, whose name I think has been yes, Michael Avenatti. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, that's a what a guy and what a history. He's in jail now, isn't he? Or on his way to jail. But in any event, his presidential campaign didn't work out. By the way, there's all kinds of exciting news about the Kanye West for president campaign. And he has overwhelming support for his party's nomination. In fact, I think he was unopposed for the nomination by the Birthday Party, which is the name of his party. We will be getting to that. But meanwhile, there is an argument going on that I was also going to talk about with Steve Moore. And it's an argument where there is an obvious answer. It's an argument between President Trump and the Republican leaders in the House and in the Senate. President Donald Trump yesterday called on congressional Republicans to support a massive economic relief bill with much higher numbers and stimulus payments for Americans, abruptly proposing an entirely different plan from what the Senate Republicans have been fighting to advance in recent days. Okay. Steve, let me ask you about this first. Reports yesterday that the president does not support the Republican position in the Senate, which is a relief bill that would add $300 billion, not $3 trillion, to the national debt. And the president is in favor of these $1,200 payments that the Democrats want to do basically to everybody. Why did the president go ahead and take this position yesterday?
Good question, Michael. By the way, good to be with you again.
Great to talk to you.
I met with the president actually yesterday, and he is very much in the mood of wanting to get some kind of fiscal stimulus bill to people because he feels like, though the recovery is going well, it needs a little bit more help. You know, the Democrats, as you mentioned, Pelosi wants $3 trillion, including $1 trillion for California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Massachusetts, and other blue states. And obviously the red state governors are saying that, you know, they don't want any part of that. And so that's been the big hang up. But I do think Trump wants to go big, and he does favor those payments that you were talking about, Michael. I'm not a big fan of those. But they're popular.
And this time, hold on.
People like free money. But at some point, we have to worry about this $25 trillion national debt.
Yeah, how about now? I mean, we're talking about also, this would be more payments to people. As I understand it, what the Democrats want is you could get up to $6,000 in the mail from Uncle Sam per family if you have a mother and a father, or a father and a father, or a mother and a mother, and two children. And in other words, you can get $1,200 for each child and for each member of the family, $6,000.
Yeah, and then, I mean, look, it's like a giveaway. It's like we're spending hundreds of dollars features of that plan that I think are very negative. $600 a week bonus payments for unemployment insurance. Now, you and I and everyone believes we want to give people.
Steve, you're breaking up here. Yeah,
it's absurd.
It
pays, you know, more. 80% of workers get more money for not work under that plan than for working.
Okay, so the president doesn't want that, but apparently there is a proposal by the so-called Problem Solvers Caucus, which is comprised of both Democrats and Republicans.
Yes,
that is offering a middle way. Does that proposal look more viable? Could the president get behind that?
You know, I don't like really any of these plans. I do like the idea of a payroll tax cut to people in relief, let them keep their own money that they've earned. People can send them to get back working.
Steve, you're really breaking up. Let me, in the time remaining to us, ask you about, you have a white paper out about this litigation explosion. I can't believe it. 4,000 businesses have already been sued for reopening in the midst of the pandemic, legally reopening. How do you protect those companies and other businesses that want to reopen? How do you protect them from junk lawsuits?
Well, junk lawsuits is exactly what you should refer to them as, and these are the trialers are out there just drooling. They think this is going to be the next asbestos, where they take away a jackpot of, you know, billions of dollars. And you know what we're suggesting is, let's have a blanket immunity for employers if they do not act negligently. Look, if a company acts negligently and improperly, then people should be able to sue. But we're talking about routine random people who might get sick on the job. and then you get a slap with a $2 million lawsuit, that has a very negative consequence in terms of the ability for employers to hire new workers. We estimate about 1 million jobs could be destroyed by the trial lawyer assault on businesses.
And can the president do anything about this under executive order, or does this require legislation?
Probably legislation. And the problem is the two highest priorities right now, when you think about it in terms of economic recovery, are number one, school choice. Give parents a voucher if the public schools won't open up. And number two is this liability protection so employers can hire their workers back. And unfortunately, the Democrats' two biggest campaign donation givers are the trial lawyers and the teachers union. So they don't want to do either of those two things, and we're kind of stymied right now. And in that case, I feel like if they're not going to do those things, we'd be better off not doing any more stimulus at this point.
Well, we will see. I mean, I know that everybody says, Mitch McConnell says, and Nancy Pelosi says, and President Trump says, they all want some kind of stimulus legislation. But let's hope they can find some kind of middle way and give some lawsuit protection against junk lawsuits, and maybe a great time to push through school choice. That's Steve Moore. He is a member of the White House Economic Recovery Task Force. We'll post information about his white paper on this lawsuit explosion of junk lawsuits against companies that wanted to open up during the pandemic. When we come back, we will get to some of the audio. It's quite amusing, and some of the details, which aren't so amusing. It's kind of sad. It's sad that our country has come to this, about this case in Milwaukee. Okay, a guy threatens his neighbor with a chainsaw. He gets arrested. And then the next day, they have a Black Lives Matter demonstration on his front lawn. So what does he do? Does he go for the chainsaw? No, he goes for a shotgun. He's now arrested. We'll tell you about it and some of the details coming up on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Michael Medved Show, some of the stories that you get from out there take a while before you actually learn some of the details. We don't even know the details of the real name of the offender who was arrested on Tuesday, 2 days ago. He was arrested by police in Milwaukee because he brandished a shotgun against BLM neighbors, demonstrators, who were, and it's a big crowd, you can see the photos, they were all right up against his house. And did it seem like a menacing mob? No, it was kind of festive. But here's the story. Police arrested a man after he threatened to attack his neighbor. The neighbor, apparently it's a new black family in the neighborhood. He threatened to attack his neighbor while wielding a chainsaw before pointing a gun at a crowd of BLM demonstrators gathered outside his home. Okay. Officers were first called on Monday, hearing reports that a 56-year-old man from Milwaukee had threatened to physically harm his neighbor while wielding a chainsaw. That'd be pretty scary. The neighbor was threatened, called the cops. The suspect was arrested for disorderly conduct while armed. He was then released. A day later, officers were dispatched to a Black Lives Matter demonstration right outside the suspect's home. While officers were monitoring the protest, they were notified that the suspect was inside his home, standing by a window, and that the suspect motioned the long gun as if he chambered around and then pointed the gun at the crowd. Okay, here is what the crowd sounded like while all that was going on. This was taped live at the scene. Listen.
So he's pointing his shot.
You're going to have bigger problems, man. You're going to have bigger problems, Pete. I don't think you know what's out here, buddy. I care about you. I don't want you to find out. Pete.
He's cocking it.
His new nickname now.
Mr. Pete.
And you know, in all seriousness, Pete, we are not intimidated by you in the window, good buddy. See, you want that, good buddy.
Because this ain't going to be that. This ain't going to end like that. I'm telling y'all.
That's what Prime said this morning, BTI.
Okay. I think what he was referring to is the fact that there were police in the crowd. The confrontation continued with the guy they had anointed Pistol Pete. Listen. Okay, and Pistol Pete did go to jail. The police officers, who I don't think have a dog in this fight particularly, the police officers spoke to the suspect, and they said he appeared to be severely intoxicated. Imagine that. He was subsequently arrested for endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon while under the influence of an intoxicant. The intoxicant appears to have been booze. He was also charged with disorderly conduct while armed and jumping bail. Uh-huh. A video of the incident were widely shared on social media. You know, again, if you're part of these demonstrations, you don't win, really, a lot. If you're not winning support from people, you're not winning. Okay, they can chalk this one up as a win. This is the way the background was sketched by Newsweek. In one of the videos, members of the crowd can be heard alleging the suspect had been using racial slurs and harassing neighbors in recent days. There's also a tweet that says he did have an American flag hanging from his front porch together with a sign that said, "Get on board the Trump train." But he also allegedly had a Confederate flag in the window. Now, that's not a crime. It's probably not the right way to get along with your neighbors in a diverse neighborhood. But it's not a crime. In another video posted to the wonderful internet, a large crowd can be seen playing music and dancing outside the suspect's home, which was adorned with an American flag and an "All Aboard the Trump Train" sign. Cheering can be heard as the suspect is seen being led away by the police. Look, it's fortunate in a situation like this that nobody got hurt. Another clip shows a man inside the home who the crowd referred to as Pete or Pistol Pete, appearing to pump a shotgun. A man out of shot is heard saying, "He's pointing a shotgun out the window." Andy who's been reporting on protests, and he leans conservative. He says BLM protesters in Milwaukee, Wisconsin surround a man's home. He has a Trump and U.S. flag on the outside. He appears to ready a gun inside the house. He was reportedly arrested for brandishing the weapon. An earlier video from September 7th, which appears to be of the same house and is believed to have triggered the protest, shows an argument between a man and people in a neighboring property. The footage was accompanied with a caption, "Neighborhood kids already were scared to go by the man's house due to his Trump sign and his Confederate flag in the window. Now these kids really don't ride their bikes in the area. People just moved in next door and have to live next to this ignoramus. People showed up and he ran in the house and peeked out the window after calling the new neighborhoods the N-word." Police said criminal charges could be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office in the coming days. The Milwaukee Police Department said in a statement, "It continues to support the rights of those who choose to peacefully protest." Okay, well, good, except should those rights of peaceful protest include coming onto your neighbor's property? And this is a real problem. This was a problem for the McCloskeys, you may remember, in St. Louis. And everybody made fun of them because they looked a little bit ridiculous pointing their guns at the protesters. But for goodness sake, if you have all sorts of people who are trampling over your front lawn and coming up against your home, and these protesters, despite what media will tell you, they have not been all peaceful and peace-loving and nonviolent. There have been all kinds of attempts and successes at setting fires and breaking windows and looting and going off the deep end. And people have a perfect right to be concerned, don't they? if that's the case and somebody is on your front lawn. We'll let you know what happens with Pistol Pete. But shouldn't we be able to live in a country? This is nothing for the president to handle. But shouldn't we be able to live in a country where you feel secure in your own home? And if you have some kind of neighborhood dispute, that you can work it out without threatening each other with a chainsaw? Paul Castle of the University of Utah, is a professor there, reports cities across the country suffered dramatic increases in homicides this summer. The spikes were remarkable, suddenly appearing and widespread, although often concentrated in the most disadvantaged neighborhoods. This year is on track to be the deadliest year for gun-related homicides since at least 1999. It's pretty remarkable. Worse than 21 years? Chicago's shooting spike reflects what is happening in many major cities across the country, writes Paul Castle. Researchers have identified a structural break in homicide numbers, beginning in the last week of May. Let's see, what happened in the last week of May? Oh, I know. May 25th, I believe it was, is when George Floyd was killed, and then the demonstration started. The trends for most other major crime categories remain generally stable or move slightly downward. What changed in late May? The anti-police protests that began across the country around May 27th appear to have resulted in a decline in policing directed at gun violence, producing, perhaps unsurprisingly, an increase in shootings. The sequence of events is straightforward. George Floyd's death while in police custody in Minneapolis produced demonstrations against the police in major cities from coast to coast. As a result, officers in most cities had to redirect their attention away from their normal duties to help manage the protests, some of which turned violent. In Chicago and New York, arrests declined steeply, and in cities around this country, both law enforcement and citizen reports suggested a general reluctance by officers to engage in hotspot and other enforcement efforts that are most effective in deterring gun violence. And Professor Castle has research that quantifies the size of this summer's Minneapolis effect, estimating that reduced proactive policing resulted in about 710 more homicides, 2,800 more shootings in June and July alone. That's 700 people. 700 families mourning lost people because of this agitation, which achieves nothing in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.